When Julie Joly took over as the director of the CFJ Journalism School in Paris 5 years ago, she started having doubts about the entrance exam process right away.
Every year, since I'm here, the best students on this quiz were the worst when was the admission oral.
The quiz is an extremely difficult 400 multiple choice question test asking very pointed questions.
Like, what is the name of the Prime Minister of Hungary? What is the GDP of Uganda? What is the last decision that this minister made in Italy? Okay, there was like very precise questions, questions about the actuality, facts, and questions about what we call general culture. You know, in France, it is so important to have this general culture. And so it was about history, geography, economy, about science, about society, okay, everything, religions.
Did you take the test?
Of course, every year I try the test, and I'm very bad at it, actually.
The idea behind the quiz was to weed out candidates. The CFJ received 600 to 800 applications for only 50 spots. Jolie says the quiz makes sure you're motivated, except that she found that the students who scored the best on the quiz were the worst in person during the oral exams. 130 get through to the orals, which involve a field report, an English assessment, and a motivation interview.
I was very surprised to see some students so far from journalism and even so far from reality, lack of empathy, critical thinking, lack of general culture, because learning by heart what you think is going to be asked is very different than understanding what's happening. There was such a difference between their good results at the written exam and the way they were thinking about journalism in the whole. There was such a distortion between the two. So we really thought about, like, how can we change the first step?
The CFJ has tweaked its written exam every year since Jolie has been there, making modifications to the questions.
We tried to change questions about general culture. So what is general culture? Can it be music? Can it be other things? Food, traveling. Then we changed the essays just to try to see how people think about their sources, more than how do they speak about what they know. Every year we changed, every year. I mean, the minister was just pissing off. I mean, we changed it every year.
They're overseeing you.
Of course.
And they're saying, why are you changing
yes,
the rules every
year?
Yes,
it's a national exam. We have a diploma, a national diploma. But actually, they were very open-minded because we changed it every year. Still, at the end, we still weren't very convinced.
So this year, the CFJ took the dramatic step to get rid of the written exam altogether. Instead, applicants answer a series of questions at home.
They have to fill 22 questions, some very personal about themselves. Another part is more about media and journalism. Why do they choose this profession? And the third part is more about general culture, but on a very large way. I mean, tell us about what you know and why do you think it's important for what you will do tomorrow. So it's very personal. So even if they get helped, they cannot cheat on that, because if it's boring, it's not interesting for us.
What you were describing is completely polar opposite of this whole idea of objective assessment of somebody's abilities.
When you say subjective, it is, of course, but like media is subjective, okay? But it doesn't mean that candidates have to be extroverted. They just have to be authentic and sincere. And that's the thing we couldn't feel in the written exam.
The CFJ is accepting applications through the end of March, and the assessment will take up much more time than grading the multiple choice tests previously. Jolie says she has a lot of staff on hand to do this, but not everyone has the ability to take that time. It helps that the CFJ application fee is nearly 300 euros. Journalism programs elsewhere, like at public universities, have fewer resources. At the Journalism Institute at the University of Bordeaux, Aquitaine, the written test is seen as a way of winnowing down an enormous pool of applicants.
On average, we have about 900 applicants, and we only select 36.
Raya Roumanos is a teacher at the Institute. The entrance exam involves four written parts, including 50 multiple-choice questions. Few can correctly answer more than half.
I took last year's test, and I got the average, I'd say.
Roumanos says the nature of the test means that students can prepare and cram. Often, they take a year of preparatory courses before going through the application process.
We have some concerns regarding the entrance test. It might be discriminatory, I'd say, in a way that the students that have the highest grades are the ones usually who have attended preparation courses, whereas the other students, maybe the most creative ones, the ones that have not had the ability to attend the prep courses, are maybe left behind.
And yet she says the test is the only realistic way to get through so many applicants.
It's practically impossible to look at 900 files and select the best candidates. So this is one of the reasons why we keep the... But what we feel is they would become a good journalist, is a passionate person, is really someone, a student that can look outside of the box. And we're not sure that with our written exam, we are able to identify this person. However, we also have the oral exam. It's not an ideal process. It's something that we are looking to improve, but not make disappear, let's say. We feel that there are ways to improve our exams, to be more open, and so we're looking into that.
We are pretty happy with the process. You know, we are not sure we're getting the best students, but the students we have, we are pretty happy and they are doing pretty well in the career.
Rémi Le Champion is the co-director of the Panthéon Assas Journalism School, another public university in Paris. The program accepts 24 students out of a pool of about 500 applicants who go through a 7-step process that includes written exams before an oral evaluation. The written part includes essays about the media and a 40-question quiz.
We think that a student who wants to be a journalist has to know about the news. And the question is not a yes or no. Usually we ask to write one or two lines or to explain a phenomenon. For example, you could have a question, explain what is the blockchain. Not only you have to know what the blockchain is, but you have to explain it.
Le Champion says the test is only one part of the larger assessment, which allows for a good sense of the applicants.
There is no selection process that is perfect. That's why it's always a work in progress, actually.
Ultimately, he says schools can do all the selection they want, but the best students will choose where they want to go, as they can apply everywhere. All of France's 14 journalism schools are good, he says. The biggest difference is the cost. Journalism programs at public universities are nearly free. Private institutions cost thousands of euros. Tuition to the CFJ this year costs 6,790 euros, a price that has gone up by a third over last year. Director Julie Jolie says a school like hers is looking for diversity beyond socioeconomics. She thinks that by getting rid of the written exam, the school is opening up to people who've not followed a typical path.
Some of the candidates, they did criminal studies. Some of theirs, they did mathematics studies. They wouldn't have ever tried the journalism exam, never, because they would have thought they don't have the culture. And now they do. They dare. So,
and you're seeing that?
Yes, of course, it's a question for me, because I think in medias we have to get different point of views and different experiences before getting in.
Raya Romanos says the Bordeaux Journalism Institute got rid of its English test in order to attract different profiles.
Because in France, at least, the ones who have the best mastery of English are the ones who have had the ability to travel to English-speaking countries, who have had special courses, etc. And so this for us is one reason that helps make us identify or at least recruit a diversity of profiles.
Schools, she says, have a duty to diversify their students because media organizations aren't doing it themselves.
It's our responsibility as schools to make sure that the candidate's profile matches the demands of the profession, but it's also our responsibility to put some pressure on the media so that they become more diverse, because they're not. So there's this, these missions. And at the same time, the industry must absolutely do whatever is in its power to become more diverse.
Indeed, Julie Jolie of the CFJ says that the pushback she's gotten is from the old guard in the industry.
The only bad reactions I got is from, like, very old journalists, some from our school, and medias. They are quite excited to see what is coming on because they know. They need these kind of people. We cannot do as if nothing has changed.
This was International Media on Radio France International. I'm Sarah Elzis.